you enjoy being misled. when the prize is your donkey, unknowingly, you join in. Why? Why do you do that? Imitation. Joining the crowd. Following the fashion. That's what you do, isn't it? You do whatever the fashion is. You don't think about it. Therefore, the fashion will grab you and everything else. So now listen to this story. Yes.
A Sufi, after journeying, arrived at a Khanqah. He took his mount and led it to the stable. With his own hand, he gave it a little water and some fodder. Not such a Sufi as the one we told of before. He took precaution.
Did you listen? This is something to learn. This is Rumi. When you say, okay, this Sufi came here, remember, I say, okay, he did it, he attended to the donkey, not like the other one, means I'm talking about the same fellow. But I'm changing the situation. I'm changing the condition. So the subject is the same. Is there Sufi was you, were supposed to attend to the donkey. Now here, again, the Sufi is you. But now we're not talking about attending to the donkey. We mean imitating the crowd, joining the crowd. Over there, you remember, our Sufi was isolated and he didn't know what to do. You say, you thought the isolation was the problem. No. When there are people, you imitate them. You go with them. There are a lot of people, they shout when something happens, quote-unquote revolutions and stuff. They don't know why they're shouting. Everybody's shouting, they shout. Just like that. Let's go off that funny story. John, please.
He took precautions against neglect and craziness. When the destiny comes to pass, of what avail is precaution? The Sufis were destitute and poor. Poverty almost comprises an infidelity that brings perdition.
Oui. This was too much for me. Half of it was Arabic. Let's go back. Let's go back and talk about one word, please. Have a separate note for this, if you could. Because this is one of those words. Qaza. This is one of the words which has been misinterpreted a lot. I talked about it. This is what the word is. This word is complicated in these texts because there is this idea of divine preparation of this universe as if tomorrow is clear what will happen in tomorrow. You remember we talked about it to answer the question that does God know what happens tomorrow? A silly person will say yes. Please, they're afraid to say no. Well, that no could mean that God does not know. That's silly. Let's go back. This has prepared an attitude, a very special attitude, which is mixed with Sufism and Irfan and all of that. The people who play with this word and the other one goes with it, khadar, which means the there are the school of thought which are called qaza wa qadar. Means they believe that everything is prefixed and we are silly, we are trying nonsenses. Whatever is supposed to happen will happen. They are firm believers in the knowledge and wisdom of God. Anyone is listening to me? What was this logic they brought in? A group of people, they believe that everything is arranged and whatever should happen will happen no matter what. This is the logic of Satan. Right at the beginning, he said you wanted it to happen. Yes, this is a logical explanation which is bad to us. That's what I want you to pay attention to. You see, the logical one is nonsense. No, tomorrow is not clear yet. It depends. First of all, it depends on his wish if tomorrow comes or not. We don't believe that tomorrow will come, may come. And it depends on what I do. Mean little one, yes, butterfly effect. I'm the responsible one, right? So I accept the responsibility. Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. And, excuse my Arab accent, and as a lover, we never blame him. Because when you're talking about that, anyhow, I brought this for translation. This qada, which will be translated many different words, sometimes divine destiny and all that. Think about the way to put a place for one simple meaning to be there always, which is consequence. Because qada at the same time means consequence. And when we talk about azab, we don't talk about God deciding for tomorrow to happen to us. Qada means consequence, and qadar means reality is limited to dimensions. There is a limit to everything, which is qadar, which means size. So the best way for me to get close to the meaning I understand here, for qada is consequence, and for qadar means size. I don't say translate it to this, because maybe it doesn't work, maybe it's not good in English, but that's how close I could get to that. You will let me know later if these explanations will help or will confuse you.
So anyhow, what, you're looking at what? Destitute and poor for those two words? Or what words were
divine
you
looking destiny. At? Divine
destiny. Okay.
Divine destiny to me will be consequence. Because right. It's the consequence. Remember, here the guy is attending the donkey. Everything is good, but consequence. Consequence of what? Consequence of him tomorrow singing the song. Not predestined and thing like that. That predestination bothers me in the meaning of qada. I don't say it's not there, but that's not exactly what it is. So consequence is much better to me.
But is the second word used?
Adar.
Adar.
No, not yet. It will be used. It was used, I believe, in the opening one. Let's see. The opening one was Qadar. Yes. Do you remember that in the opening there was one part that I said this part is completely in Arabic again, and it's talking about the Qadr. إلا عندنا خزائنة وما ننزله إلا بقدر معلوم means in my treasure I have a lot but I don't send it down except to a limited size. He talks about it over there. Yes, you will find that, which is qadar. Yes, then it goes the second part of this was Arabic because he wants to explain something which is not a part of the story, which is the problem of the story. Because now all the other Sufis are supposed to sell his catalog. And the first thing in your mind will be, oh, what about Sufis they are? He wants Rumi to defend them that, don't judge them, really. This is, the story goes this way, I want to show you the imitation. Do not judge the Sufis. He starts with an Arabic stuff, then goes to play with one word, which is a very amazing play of the word to me. There is this word taqsir. Taqsir means shortcoming, and at the same time means the blame. The blame goes to someone. Means shortcoming of your responsibility. And he will use it as an adjective for these Sufis. These Sufis, because of taqsir, means avoiding the responsibility or shortcoming or having nothing, being penniless. All of that in that word, so he plays it, because in Persian it's a little bit more than taqsir, but taqsir itself is a two-way sword here. He will use it to defend those fellows. Yes?
O rich man who is well fed, beware of laughing at the unrighteousness of the suffering poor. On account of their destitution, that Sufi flock, all of them, adopted selling the ass, saying, of necessity a carcass is lawful, many a vicious act that necessity made a virtuous one. They instantly sold the little ass. They fetched dainty morsels and lit candles. Jubilation arose in the monastery. Tonight there are delicacies, music, dancing, and sema. How much of this wallet and this beggary? How much of this patience and of this three-day fasting? We also are of creatures. We have soul. Good luck tonight. We have the guest. Thereby they were sowing the seed of falsehood, for they deemed soul what is not soul. And the traveler too was tired by the long journey and saw that favor and fondness. The Sufis, one by one, caressed him. They were playing the game of pleasant attentions. When he saw their affection towards him, he said, if I don't make merry tonight, when? They ate the food and began the sema. The Hanaga was filled with smoke and dust up to the roof. The smoke of the kitchen, the dust of heating the feet, the tumult of soul by longing and ecstasy. Now, waving their hands, they would beat their feet. Now, in prostration, they would sweep the dais. After long does a Sufi gain his desire from fortune. For that reason, the Sufi is a great eater. Except, to be sure, the Sufi who has eaten his fill of the light of God. He is free from the shame of beggary.
What happened here? Are you listening to this story? You started with this guy, the Sufi, who is going to show us the mistake. Right? He arrived, and immediately, Rumi, without any complication, said, everybody said, oh, thanks God you are here. Because they were looking at the ass, not the spirit. They didn't recognize what is John and what is not. Right? And they sold it. But before that selling, he started to defend them that, hey, first of all, do not judge them. I said they were hungry. You have never been hungry. Here we are not to judge them. And they were silly to do that mistake. But look at our Sufi. What is provoking our Sufi? Acceptance. Everybody will say, oh, how lovely you are. You lose yourself.